I spend an awful long time staring at the back of your head whilst I'm supposed to be concentrating, usually with a pen in my mouth, absent-mindedly running it over my lips, desperately trying to satisfy my craving for something sweet. You are such a fucking tease, and you know it. You love seeing me get flustered, watching the blush creep up over my cheeks as I try to keep cool after yet another of your suggestive comments. No other woman has ever made me feel this longing. I have thoughts of pushing you up against the wall when it's just us. One of my hands around your neck as I whisper in your ear, "I think it's about time I got my own back on you, you fucking naughty girl." And we would kiss, hard, all that sexual tension and frustration just oozing out of us as we'd get lost in each other. My hands in your blonde hair, moaning into each other's mouths as we'd kiss. Oh, I'd kiss you and kiss you and kiss you. It would be fucking furious, I know it. Both of us scrambling to get each other's clothes off, fumbling because we don't know how long we've got or if we're going to get caught, the adrenaline making our hands shake. I want to kiss and lick your gorgeous tits. You always say that they're too small, but they're perfect. I take your nipples into my mouth and gently nibble them as I slide a hand into your knickers. Oh, you're fucking soaked for me. Are you always this wet for me, gorgeous? You knew I wasn't as loud or as outspoken as you. I was a bit more reserved, especially to start with, but you've gradually exposed my naughty side more and more until I'm sat there fucking squirming in my chair most days. The funny thing is, you don't know the half of it. So, I've decided to get my own back on you. I'm wearing shorter skirts and bending over more. And I told you about my luxury sex toys, which you made quite obvious you wanted to know more about. Yet still, you carried on. You literally boasted in front of others that you turned me by. You say it jovially and we all laugh, but both of us know that it's true. That little smile of yours as you catch my eye after another innuendo. Oh, I love it. It says, "Come on, try me, give me more to work with." You're so fucking quick. Just yesterday, you said, "You know what? Sharing is caring after all, and if you want to bring your lush in, I'd love to try it out." And there was that smile. We all laughed again, but this time, I'm calling your bluff. So, princess, now that we're alone, I want you to stay still. Sit up there with your legs spread and let me slide that lush inside you. Oh, just like that. Good girl. Fuck, look at your pretty pink pussy. It's gushing for me. I'm not sure if I want to kiss you whilst I turn it on for the first time or sit back and watch. All I know is that you've been teasing me far too fucking long, and you're about to find out that actually I'm the sluttiest tease of them all.